It's graduation season. Thousands of North Carolina students are getting their diplomas later this spring. And for some this year, their pomp and circumstance could come with more pride and recognition. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow American Indian High School students to wear feathers as part of their graduation regalia. To learn more about the cultural significance of these feathers, I spoke with Tiffany and Terry Locklear, a husband and wife duo who teach education and American Indian Studies at UNC Pembroke and who are both members of the Lumbee Nation.
It's actually considered a sacred symbol in many indigenous communities, and it's often seen as a powerful symbol of strength and courage and wisdom. It's usually given when someone accomplishes something or given in honor.
The eagle feather in particular is considered a little bit more of a sacred object because the eagle can fly high and see far. So it's sort of considered a messenger between the humans and the creator or the great spirit.
So what would it mean for students to be able to wear feathers at their graduation ceremonies? Why is this bill important?
Well, in the 2021-2022 school year, the graduation rate for American Indian students was 4.6 percentage points lower than the white counterparts. And so we acknowledge that. And in that sense, for many students, American Indian students, when we look at the dropout rate, it's a moment of pride, wearing a cultural object and sharing their heritage as they walk across the stage at a graduation ceremony. It's just a way of them expressing their cultural identity and honoring their community and where they come from.
The sponsor of the bill, Representative Jared Lowry, says it's needed because some schools allow American Indian students to wear feathers and some don't. In fact, some school districts have eagle feather ceremonies that are separate from their graduation ceremonies. Terry, you're also a member of the Robeson County School Board. Can you describe what the conversation is like there?
I think it got solidified within our policy before my time on the board, but I think it became an issue within the public schools of Robeson County when Cumberland County started actually having the eagle feather ceremony. And then you had people questioning, why can't we do that as well? And I think it's particularly an issue for us because of our student population. And this is actually in order of percentage. Lumbee children are the highest percentage. Black students are next. Hispanic students are third. And our white population is fourth. But that is not necessarily reflective among the board. So I think this entire issue is more of a political issue in Robeson County than it is like a cultural or a spiritual issue. So if one group gets something, other groups are going to be saying, well, we want something too. But, you know, at the same time, I feel like there's a lot of opportunity here for us to come together and say, you know, the saying goes, a rising tide lifts all ships. If somebody gets a feather in their cap, for lack of a better term, we can celebrate each other rather than say, you got something, now I want something.
Do you mind if I ask y'all what you wore at your graduation ceremonies?
When I graduated from college, my undergraduate, I did wear a shawl with the patchwork on it. But during my high school graduation, I didn't have anything that was reflective of my identity, heritage, or culture.
And looking back, do you think it would have meant more for you to be able to wear a feather at your high school graduation?
Our identity is so very important. I mean, it's who we are. It tells our story and it gives us pride. I didn't have the critical consciousness and agency to be as vocal as I am now, but it would have certainly given me a greater sense of pride and identity. But at that time, it also wasn't a big topic of discussion either.
I got my undergraduate degree in American Indian Studies from UNC Pembroke. Everyone who received their AIS degree Actually was given an eagle feather at that time. So, you know, during college, it really resonated with me being able to receive that feather. And like Tiffany said earlier, the issue was not as prominent in the national conversation as it is now. You know, over the past few years, we've been more and more aware of symbols and symbolism and what they affect, you know, and how those are impacted, you know, within the culture. I mean, this goes back to the Confederate flag. It goes back to just symbolism in general has become, it seems like, more amplified in the last few years. And I'm not sure if this eagle feather issue came out of that conversation, but it seems like things that or symbols that should bring individuals together in some ways can end up pulling us apart. But for the most part, you know, I think it does more good for the native students than it would do harm for the non-native students.
Terry and Tiffany Locklear are professors at UNC Pembroke and members of the Lumbee Nation.